This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. Sunday night's challenge on MasterChef Scott was one of the hardest yet, resulting in a tense elimination last night. Sad farewell to 50s loving Danielle, and she joins me now on the phone. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh,
I'm okay.
Now, I was watching the show on Sunday night, and you went to Matt Moran's family farm. It was so intense. Was that the most difficult challenge so far, do you think?
It was incredible. Not only was it completely mentally exhausting and draining, but it was physically painful as well. That fire got pretty hot.
I know, and you're sweating and you're like puffing.
Not my most glamorous moment, let's just say that.
I know, it's not right, is it? Now, last night you're up against Ali and Peter, and you had to cook the retro 70s classic duck a l'orange. Is that how you say it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Fantastic. Now, you had no recipe, but you're a lover of retro food.
I do love retro food.
Yeah, so did you find yourself quite confident at the start?
Yeah, maybe a little too confident, because the minute things started to go wrong, I just lost the plot.
So you missed a few elements on the plate.
I know.
That damn sauce.
Oh, number one no-no in the MasterChef kitchen. You need to have sauce on the plate. Anyway, what are you going to do?
Danielle, it's Scott here. I saw that the floor was a little bit messy. the camera angles really showed a is that like you're at home? Or?
No, not at all. That was probably the worst cooking experience I've ever had. I'm never that messy in the kitchen. And I did cop a bit of a telling off from George because of that.
The conditions, though, the steam, and you could just see the sweat coming off your forehead. And
oh, and my hair dye running down my face. How embarrassing.
Well, it's going to be on, for all to see for a long time.
I know, got to love it.
Now, Danielle, I'm actually quite surprised how much you guys get on the plate, because sometimes it's down to the wire.
It is quite difficult, and particularly when I worked the way I worked last night, I couldn't find the stuff I needed to put on the plate. So it just shows that if you work clean, you'll get everything happening.
I have a friend at work, Mary, who is always bringing in gorgeous delights for us to eat. She is absolutely fabulous, and we always say to her, go on MasterChef, but she doesn't think that she's good enough. Were you having these thoughts when you just started to audition?
Definitely, but you know, I would say to Mary, give it a go, because it is the best experience ever. And if I had sort of listened to myself and thought, oh, maybe I'm not quite as good as I think I am, then I never would have had the amazing experience I've just had.
Doing like the lamb and things, I mean, have you ever done that before?
I've never done that with lamb before. I've always broken down my own chickens and things like that. Those lamb carcasses were about 20 kilos. They were heavy.
And yes, and especially poor Kuma running up the hill and running down again and getting another one.
I know, he got two. What was he thinking?
Poor thing.
At what point, Danielle, did the rain start on? Because I saw that, and that really,
The rain started just as I was putting my dishes on the buffet. So I've got all this beautifully presented food, and it's just being rained on and becoming wet and soggy and very unappetizing.
So after all that effort, that the cooking, there it goes with the rain coming down.
No, you know, what are you going to do?
Maybe that was the time that the cold pasta would have worked.
Well, what was I thinking with that one?
You got the two days, swapped.
I have no idea why I told the judges that dish should be eaten cold. That dish is never eaten cold, so who knows what I was thinking.
After a hard day's cooking in the kitchen, Danielle, do you guys cook yourself in the house, or do you have staff, darling, do you?
I don't think the staff would be allowed in the kitchen even if we did have them.
Really?
You've kind of got to fight for your position in the kitchen, even in the house, because everyone wants to experiment and practice and improve years.
So you are, of course, married to your hubby Wade, who you met on an internet dating site, which the gay community can really relate to on that one.
Well, you know, it's hard to meet decent people out there. Yeah, so I decided to go online and check it out, and I got lucky.
So he must have been really supportive on this big roller coaster ride that you're going through.
He's incredibly supportive. Yeah. I'm so lucky to have him. He sort of just goes, you know, you do what you need to do and I'll be here waiting.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yes.
Now, last night they may mention that you are doing some work experience at Rockpool and also with the Macaroon King, Andreana Zombo. Now, a fantastic opportunity. Who approached who on that one?
So I approached Adriano and Neil Perry. I've met them on the show, and MasterChef were very kind enough to help me out with that. So, you know, they've given me some opportunities, and now I've just got to make the most of it.
Each week, Danielle, we always try and get some cooking tips for our listeners. Now, I know you love retro food, and you're a glamorous 50s sex goddess.
Thank you. On the show.
You're amazing sometimes. Now, if you're going to a retro party, what is the ideal retro dish we should take?
See, my favourite retro dish is fondue. Like, you can't beat it. Chocolate or cheese, it doesn't matter. You know? And because it's fun, if you're going to a party and you're all getting into the fondue pot, there you go.
Scott is getting very hungry.
Yes. We've just had fish before with Kane. Now we've got you talking about fondue. Although you do need some strawberries or, you know, healthy, you know, things to dip the chocolate or...
Yeah, well, you know, strawberries and things like that are healthy.
Exactly. They balance each other out.
That's right.
That's fruit. And chocolate that's healthy.
And dairy.
Well, you know, you've almost got a balanced meal.
Finally, Danielle, who's your pick for the top three, and who do you think will take the cake, as it were?
I'd say Michael's going to take it out, but top three, Billy, Kate, Michael.
Not the lovely Hayden?
Well, possibly. I don't know.
now you're out of the competition. Obviously, Hayden's everywhere. Everyone loves Hayden. And looking at the shows the last couple of weeks, he gets a lot of airtime as well.
It's because he's so gorgeous.
Oh, he is gorgeous.
All of this talk about Hayden, I might have to leave you guys.
Oh, thank you so much, Danielle. It's been great talking to you, hun.
It's lovely talking to you guys as well.
And all the best for the next part of the journey, as they say, for reality TV.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
No worries. Good luck with everything.
Thanks.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.